Audio Boo. It's Sultan. It's Saturday the 14th, just before 8 o'clock. Darren, Kaz, myself and Zara are off to the Village Maid. We've been into Great Yarmouth today. Had something to eat at Market Row Cafe X. Did some shopping at Wilko's and then ended up at Starbucks. We waited forever for the bus. Didn't think it was going to turn up. It was really getting on my nerves. And we are now listening at the moment, just before we head out, to Danny Miles on Top Tunes FM. He's really good. I've never heard him before. Oh dear, that's bad grammar. I have not heard him before. I will do an audio boo about English grammar another time.
Obviously, I haven't had it before.
That's live on audio
boo. I know.
I think Darren might have something to say if I said that.
He might.
Come on, Zara, let's take you for a bibbies. Good girl. And so we're off out for our dinner at the Village Maid, because Kaz really liked it there last time she came. And we really like it. Oh dear, what is he doing in there?
I'm having a dump.
Pardon me. That's live on bloody audio, boo.
What did he say?
He's having a dump.
Oh, right.
Again. He keeps having dumps on my audio. Come on, Zara. Yes, good girl. Can you hurry up? Because I need to pee before we leave. God. I can hear Darren straining from the toilet. It's probably live on bloody boo. Right, let's take her for a quick pee in the pen. Oh, bloody hell. Door's open. Wait a minute, Z. Good girl. Door's open. Oh, come on. Right, so still a nice evening. It's a bit breezy, but it's not too bad. I'm going to chance it and not go out with it. Not take a coat. Go on, good girl, in your pen. Good girl. Breezy, breezy. For anyone that knows, yes, it's a concrete guide dog's pen. Is that all you want to do, Pee-wee? You did do a poo earlier, so out we go then. Good girl. Go on. Good girl, here. Good girl. Here, Zara. Oh, actually, it's a bit nippy, so maybe I will get my coat quickly. Oh, didn't think it was this nippy. Oh, gosh. It's a bit windy now. Oh, blimey. I need to get my coat. Oh, it's a bit nippy.
Is it nippy?
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to shut the front door. And I will pause this boo for a minute, and then I will be back with you when we're off. At the Village Maid, and we're just about to order some drinks and decide what we're going to eat.
Got a lot of piece of pork for me.
Yeah, Darren.
No, I'm not eating a piece of pork, I'm drinking.
Yeah, okay. It's quite busy. There's loads of people here.
Busy.
Don't. Thank you. Yeah, not on the carpet. Neil brought us here, but he's not going to be able to take us home because he's finishing now. He's going to do an airport run and then he's going to watch the football. Typical bloke. Mind you, I guess lots of people will be getting drunk and watching the England match lose their game. I suppose I should not say that. And that's the only mention I'm going to make of the World Cup because it winds me up. This bloody emphasis on the World Cup is just ridiculous. Right, I better pause and put my phone on charge because my phone battery is very low. Just ordered our drinks. Darren's having his usual bottle of Pierce Porter, and Kaz is having a bottle of what?
Pinot Grigio.
So you say it on boo, I can't say
it. Pinot Grigio.
And so it is actually cheaper for them to have a bottle rather than glasses. It works out better. Value for money.
Oh, well, there you go. So you can try a bit of Kaz's wine then.
No, I don't think so. No. I don't know what they have on the specials board because she hasn't been through that yet. Oh, and I will pause for now and I'll come back to you shortly. So we ordered our food. All three of us are having
balls.
Chicken balls from the specials board.
Special chicken balls.
And then I'm having chicken roulade with white Stilton and apricot in the middle. Sounds quite nice. With new potatoes and veg. Kaz is having beef stir fry with chips and rice. Darren's having king prawn and crayfish stir fry with rice. So
I'm having it with rice and rice.
I'm having rice and rice, yes. So I'll let you know what we think of it once we've eaten it. I'll just pause for a minute.
I wanted to have a few more.
And Darren asked about the football, and he got a bit of a funny response because she said, "Well, how long is it on for?" So, how long do you think, folks, a game of football is? And that's without stoppage time.
Or half time.
What?
Or half time.
Oh, yeah.
And three quarter time.
There is no three quarter time. And they won't go into penalties at the moment.
No, they won't.
Or sudden death. Oh, God, sudden death's not nice. No. Anyway, I'll stop for a minute and I'll be back. Later.
Mind you, a sudden death, good for crowd anticipation then.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll stop this. You won't want to hear us talking about the World Cup football. So we've had our starters and main courses.
I love my bowl.
The starters were really nice. We all had the same starter actually, which was chicken balls with sweet chili sauce, dip, whatever you want to call it. And it was really nice. But I don't know why they call them chicken balls, though, because they weren't really ball-shaped. They were, well, just funny shapes.
Even testes aren't ball-shaped.
Sarah, come here. Come here, please. Sarah, come here.
I've got a... Sorry. Ziggy, sit.
Come here. What are you doing? Come here.
Oh, no, Sarah made a jump.
Oh.
Sit.
Live on audio boom. My dog's gone AWOL.
Have you got a lead?
No.
Well,
I've
got it.
Susie!
I've got it.
Wonder biscuit!
Oh, do we mean? You haven't got any.
I have.
Oh,
sit.
Have you got
I've got,
it?
Yeah.
Right. He's my friend.
Yeah, something made us really jump high. I don't know what it was.
No, I think, I know what it was.
What?
I think she spotted something that might have dropped onto the table and she went to eat it.
Oh, dear.
No, nothing did jump on the table.
No, I think it was. I think because she's sniffing around now.
Well, no, because of
that. No, it was.
So there's nothing new on the table to drop.
It could have been people's food, Daz.
Maybe somebody dropped something behind her, or you don't know, do you?
She's going under the table. Come on, Sassy.
Oh, unless she's so much.
Yes, thank you. Very, very good.
Oh, lovely.
Do you like anything else?
What's on the sweets tonight?
Fudge cake, tart, beige cheesecake. Ooh. Strawberry meringue tower or lemon meringue?
Oh my god.
Tower.
I thought you said towel.
Strawberry meringue
tower.
You're a strange man.
Right. I'm going to have a cheesecake, please. With ice cream and cream.
Ice cream and cream, yeah. Well, I did hear the Bailey's cheesecake was good, so I think
Yeah, but he had it because Laura recommended it.
Ice cream.
Just a cup of tea for me, please.
Cup of tea,
please.
Yes.
No, I've had enough. I've eaten too enough for me.
Well, I have to. I mean, I don't really need Bailey's.
So anyway, getting back to my boo.
Sorry, did you say ice cream with what?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, getting back to what I was saying. Even though.
Can I just grab that plate?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. After my dog distracted me, she's all right now. So the balls weren't really round, so I don't know why they call them that.
I love my balls.
And then for my main course, I had chicken. Shut up! I had chicken roulade with white Stilton and apricot. Although there wasn't really chunks of apricot, it was just kind of thin little bits. Then, and that came with new potatoes and veg, and the veg was carrots, cabbage, and peas. Darren had... He had king prawn and crayfish stir fry with rice. Which he liked, and I think it comes in like a sweet and sour sauce, isn't it?
It's a sweet chili sauce.
Oh, in sweet chili sauce. And Kaz had
beef stir fry.
Yeah.
With the same sauce with chips and rice.
Oh, was it nice?
Yeah, lots of beef, really tasty.
And they are having puddings, but I'm too full. They're both having Bailey's cheesecake.
I don't need pudding, really.
Darren is having his with cream and ice cream, and Kaz is just being a normal person and having it with ice cream.
I'm
having a cup of tea. You're such a good girl.
Hey, I stopped patting her. Are you okay now? Head.
Are you okay now? Good girl. I have an audio book. We haven't got any poppers.
No, we don't.
Nobody has.
I'm not saying that. I've
oh, God, they might. Yeah, because she doesn't like streamers. She's fine with fireworks and thunder and that sort of thing, but she doesn't like streamers.
Really? That's weird. I
don't know. She's all right with crackers and that sort of thing, but she does not like streamers. And I think it's because the string stuff floats around.
Oh, right, yeah, of course it does, yeah.
And I discovered that New Year's Eve. No, yeah, it was when I first had her. And the only way to calm her down, and it sounds cruel, is I had to put a harness on and walk her back home. And she calmed down as a result. Darren was going, put a harness on. I'm like, well, I can't. She's too scared. He's like, just put it on. Actually, no, I did, and she was quiet.
Well, my thinking to that was, put it on there, give us something to think about.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, is there another dog over there? Unless it's another dog.
Oh, yes, there might be. I can hear. Like a leaf or something.
But she's not usually dog distracted unless it was coming nearer. Anyway, I'm going to pause this because now I've rambled. What's that you're listening to?
What the hell?
What's that, Daz?
It's ringtone.
Oh.
Oh, we must be boring Darren then.
Yeah.
Live on audio, boo. Darren is listening to ringtones at the Village Maid. Right, I'll pause this and I'll be back soon. Still at the Village Maid waiting for our taxi from Albie's, but we were told it was a 20-minute wait, probably because every wonderful driver has gone off to watch the football between England and whoever it is, Italy. Darren and Kaz both enjoyed their Bailey's cheesecake.
Oh, it was lovely.
And Darren has very kindly paid. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And it came to £77.30, which is extremely good, I think, for what we've all had. So, yeah, so we're waiting for lovely Albie's to come. As you can hear, most people have now gone, which is not unusual, as Lound is a very small village.
Yeah, it's a blink village, I call it.
Blink village.
Blinking,
oh, God, Darren, you've gassed me. Bloody hell. Live on audio, boo, Darren has gassed me. So it's got a bit cool tonight, so I came out with my coat. Went out without my coat when I went into Yarmouth today, which was really nice, actually. Made a nice change.
Well, hopefully it'll be nice tomorrow.
I don't know how long ago did you call the taxi?
I think it's probably 10 minutes.
Oh, God. I bet it's about 5.
Probably not.
No, I think it's more than that.
Well, the time now is
22:53.
9 minutes. Oh, yes. Just pause for now, and I'll speak to you in a bit.
Yep.
So after a nice meal, we got home safely. Bloody hell, this is getting a bit of a joke on my audio, boo. You and your dumps. Well, that's okay. They can't smell it on audio, boo.
By the way, afterwards, out of harm's
way. Yeah, I'm going to stay. Oh, he's opening windows already. There's air freshener in there. Please use it. So we had a nice meal at the Village Maid. And we got an Albie's car taxi to bring us home. The driver was, well, he was a bit speed happy.
Just a little.
I think he was speeding, actually, because we did get home pretty fast. Oh, dear. We did get home pretty fast. And also, he just, well, I don't know. I mean, that's one thing, he wants to listen to football, but then he shouldn't have been working if that's what he wanted to do. You can't have it all. He did have the radio on in his car with the football in the background, which is okay, but, you know, you can't just rush passengers out and actually cause them problems just because you can't be bothered to slow down. Fortunately, we were all wearing seatbelts, but that's not the point. Does make you feel nervous when, especially if you can't see and someone is kind of going at a stupid speed. And the roads around Lound are not the best roads anyway, because they're sort of country lanes.
Yeah.
So wasn't really nice that he was sort of, well, I think he was speeding, like you said, Kez.
Well, he took that corner a bit rapidly. I wasn't keen on how he took the corner.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. So, hope you enjoy listening to my audio boo, and I hope it doesn't make any of you too hungry, as it's kind of, well, if it's not midnight, it almost is.
18 minutes to.
Oh, right, 18 minutes to, Kaz just told me. And hope you're listening, enjoying your football, for those who want to watch it. And I think I need to buy myself a gas mask before I go into the bathroom after Darren's finished. Again. Right. I will bid you good night, or morning, or whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. And I'll speak soon. Bye.